I'm going down to the library, picking out a book, check it in, check it out. Gonna say hi to the dictionary, picking out a book, check it in, check it out.
This is Check It In, Check It Out, coming to you from Radio DeBrigg at 105.9 FM in Aylmer, Ontario.
This is a good time of year to say thanks for all of the things that we enjoy, isn't it? And there's a song that some of you know that I think is perfect for this time of year, and it's about a man named Johnny Appleton, and it's a song that maybe he sang when he was traveling around planting apple trees for people to enjoy. How many of you know this one? Oh, the Lord is good to me, and so I thank the Lord for giving me the things I need, the sun and the rain and the apple tree. The Lord is good to me. If you know it, you can sing along. If you don't know it, you can clap your hands. Oh, the Lord is good to me, and so I thank the Lord for giving me the things I need, the sun and the rain and the apple tree. The Lord is good to me. You can clap. The Lord is good to me, and so I thank the Lord for giving me the things I need, the sun and the rain and the apple tree. The Lord is good to me. Johnny Appleseed. Amen. Now, I'm going to sing another song, and this is a song about Johnny Appleseed, and it's called Walking Through the Wilderness. And you can just kind of rock back and forth and listen to it. And if you can think of actions to do, you can do actions, because it sings about up a mountain, down a valley, to plant an apple tree, over a stream, to follow our dream, and plant an apple tree. And this is how the song goes. Come along with me, up a mountain, down a valley, to plant an apple tree, over a stream, to follow our dream, and plant an apple tree. Beyond the rolling river, there's new lands to be found, and on my back I've got a pack of seeds to plant in the ground. Walking through the wilderness, what wonders we will see. Up a mountain and down a valley, to plant an apple tree. Over a stream, to follow our dream, and plant a tree. Did you like that one?
Yeah.
Let's give a big round of applause to the man who wrote that song. And now I think we should do some action songs, don't you? Well, we're going to start with if you're happy and you know it. Hands up if you're happy this morning. Most of you, who's really grumpy this morning? Anybody really grumpy? Really sad? Having a horrible day? Nobody. Well, maybe if you're feeling a little bit not happy, this song will make you feel happy. We're going to start with clapping our hands. If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands. If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands. If you're happy and you know it, and you're really going to show it. If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands. If you're happy and you know it, stamp your feet. If you're happy and you know it, stamp your feet. If you're happy and you know it, and you really want to show it. If you're happy and you know it, stamp your feet. Shout hooray,
hooray!
Happy and you know, shout hooray,
hooray!
If you're happy and you know it, and you really want to show it. If you're happy and you know, shout hooray,
hooray!
If you're happy and you know, do all three.
Hooray!
If you're happy and you know, do all three.
Hooray!
If you're happy and you know,
Did you happy and you know it, you're all free.
Have a silly grandpa. Anybody have a silly grandpa who likes to play fun games? Yeah, that's what grandpas are for. Has anybody's grandpa ever reached out and said, "Got your nose"? This is a great book, and it's called Got Your Nose, and it was written by Alan Katz, and it was illustrated by Alex Williams. And I could tell after about two pages that it had been written by a guy who was used to telling dad jokes, because it's got a lot of silly dad jokes. But get ready to laugh. Becky was very happy that Grandpa Max had stopped for a surprise visit. They played, they sang. He's playing air guitar on his tennis racket. They made artwork, and they ate some delightfully messy snack. When Grandpa got ready to leave, he reached out and did something that he hadn't done in a long time. Cut your nose.
Oh, Grandpa Max,
Becky said, you know I'm too old for that. My dear, you're never too old for silly fun, he told her, acting as if he was slipping her nose into his pocket. Well, after Grandpa left, Becky passed a mirror and she noticed that Grandpa had actually taken her nose. I bought a fine map of Mac, Becky explained. It's hard to talk properly when you don't have a nose, isn't it? Meanwhile, Grandpa Max was already on his way home. As Grandpa walked, he heard sneezes and sniffles. On the corner of 3rd and Main, he heard something that he'd prefer not to describe.
Achoo!
It was, after all, allergy season.
God bless you.
Mama Max, Becky said, you took my nose. I need it, Mac.
Oh, sweetie. Oh, my goodness, Grandpa said. Yes, of course.
Thank you, Mama. Hey!
Oh, did her nose want to go back on her face? I think her nose wanted to go on an adventure. Follow that nose.
Yes, follow that nose.
And then her nose ran right through the kids that were trying to cross at the crossing guard and bounced right over top of the head of the construction worker down in the manhole.
Look, there's a girl with no nose.
Funny, I just saw a nose with no girl. If I could pick any nose, I'd certainly pick that one. You think she's allowed to pick that nose?
Mel, Mel,
Becky shouted, trying to attract attention. Well, Becky still had a chance to catch her nose, and she didn't want to blow it. But the nose was extremely runny. It was also fast, and it knew just where it wanted to go.
to Seymour's Flower Shop, Simone's Perfumery, and then to the movie theater. And then the nose went wild. It zipped to the mini golf course. Hole in one. And to the ice cream parlor. And the town pool. Cannonball. We need to think like a moose.
How do we do that?
I have no idea, but we mustn't give up mope.
Becky, we will find your nose or my name isn't Max Berman.
Grandpa Max said as they continued their search. I know, Grandpa Max, said Becky. We'll find it, or my name isn't Becky Merman. Look, Mappa, look, my nose is heading for the swings.
Follow me, Becky. I have an idea.
Your grandpa that swings you way up high in the air? Well, that nose swung higher and higher, and finally it flew across and landed right on Becky's face. I love you, Grandpa Max.
Yeah, she got her nose covered.
Becky told him.
I love you too, Becky.
He smiled.
See? I told you. You're never too old for silly fun.
I'm glad, Grandpa, because I really love spending time with you. Grandpa smiled. Oh, and Grandpa, before you go, I have something important to tell you.
Got your ear!
Oh no! Now they're gonna have to run out here and get into it. Who liked that book? Farmer Brown had a dog. Bingo was his name. Oh, B-I-N-G-O, 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 and Bingo was his name. Now you know what we do, boys and girls? On this song, we keep singing it, but each time, we drop one letter out of Bingo's name and we clap instead. So for the first one, when it gets to B, you go clap, I-N-G-O. You ready? Get your little clappers ready. Farmer Brown, he had a dog, and Bingo was his name, oh. I-N-G-O, 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 and Bingo was his name. Very good. Now you're going to clap twice. Farmer Brown, he had a dog, and Bingo was his name, oh. N-G-O, 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 and Bingo was his name, oh. Very good. Three claps. Are you ready for this? Farmer Brown, he had a dog, and Bingo was his name, oh. G-O, 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 and Bingo. Done. Farmer Brown, he had a dog, and Bingo was his name, oh. Oh, 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 and Bingo was his name, oh. One more time. Farmer Brown, he had a dog, and Bingo was his name, oh. And Bingo was his name, oh. Wow. Good singing, everybody. That's the end of my story time. Now Miss Suzanne's going to come so we can do our goodbye song.
Goodbye, friends. Goodbye, friends. Goodbye, friends. It's time to say goodbye.
Guten Tag and welcome to Check It In, Check It Out, a radio program for Kenya by the Elgin County Library. Ik hoop je han dit program geglecht. Ik ben Mary Ham and ik schof by the Elmer Library. We hunt in a library in Straffordville, Springfield, and Port Burwell, and je kan krak die wat je wel voorn, die zijn alle nu op. De openerstunden zijn on the library deren te zijn. Gikan afun nendo funama as fif eint niang zastroi eint ein fire zas null extension eint null niang van jut noch mehr information fehlt. Bitte kump nan and zeit wat vi han in unser libraries tum jut and jene familie mat halten.
Out the door we danced and sang, the whole library rang. Oh, I'm going down to the library, picking out a book, check it in, check it out. Gonna say hi to the dictionary, picking out a book, check it in, check it out. I'm going down to the library.